Here is the JS UK News for Thursday, the 3rd of July 2014. From theguardian.com. The welfare state is a big part of British family life. The 20.3 million families receiving some kind of benefit, that's 64% of all families, about 8.7 million of them pensioners. For 9.6 million families, benefits make up more than half of their income, 30% of all families. Around 5.3 million of them pensioners. The number of families receiving benefits will be between 1 and 2 million fewer now because of changes to child tax credits. That means some working families who previously got a small amount now get nothing. How generous are our benefits in comparison to other EU countries? Figures from Eurostat suggest the UK spends about the same as the EU average on unemployment and disability-related benefits, although it's behind the larger economies. The UK spends 12% less ahead than France and 19% less than Germany, but almost twice as much as the Czech Republic. How many have come off disability benefits since the reforms? Since 2008, 878,000 new employment and support allowance claims have been closed before the claimant was able to be assessed, and 729,000 have been found fit for work by tests. Since May 2010, 527,000 employment and support allowance claims have been closed and 414,000 found fit for work. Do any families get more than £100,000 a year in benefits, as George Osborne has claimed? A Freedom of Information request by Full Fact showed that in August 2010, there were fewer than five housing benefit claimants receiving the equivalent of £100,000 a year. From glynismillward189.wordpress.com. A whistleblower inside one of the government's pilot centres for the Universal Credit has warned how numerous errors will make a smooth introduction of the new system highly unlikely. Staff at the service centre in Elizabeth House, Bolton Town Centre, have been involved in supporting the management of Universal Credit since it was piloted in Ashton-under-Lyme and Wigan last year. Since then, a member of the Public and Commercial Services, the PCS Union, who has asked not to be named, told the Bolton News that employees have been leaving their jobs in droves after facing huge pressure to make an unworkable system fit for purpose. Other issues included glitches in the computer system, inadequate training, with staff only able to process a fraction of the claims they could under the old system. The spokesman said, quote, "The union has had to deal with more personal cases on site as people try to cope with the pressure being put on them. I've never seen so many people take early retirement. The job centres themselves are under a great deal of pressure because they're front-facing staff. Universal Credit is all supposed to be completed online. But as one of the staff put it, some of our customers can't use a pencil because of the various difficulties they've faced, let alone a computer. Trained Universal Credit account developers are only able to complete three tasks a day, compared with processing 30 claims a day under the old system of Job Seekers Allowance." The representative from the PCS said while the acknowledged reform of the benefit system was necessary, Universal Credit, as it stands, is an unworkable monster. The spokesman added, "The government needs to look at exactly what money has been spent, how it's been spent, and how successful it's been so far. Lord Freud and Ian Duncan Smith might think it's all been singing and dancing, but that's not the case." From thedailyrecord.co.uk, 1 million Scots are living in poverty, figures revealed yesterday. The shocking statistics showed almost one in five Scots are on the breadline. The problem is getting worse, but the shame-faced Condemned government claim that their swinging cuts and austerity measures are actually protecting the poor. Official statistics for 2012-13 showed how many Scots were left struggling to get by after meeting housing costs. They included 220,000 children, up 30,000 on the previous year. The figures showed the poorest households have been hit hardest by austerity cuts, losing an average of £20 a week. but those in work are also suffering because of low wages and rising costs of living. 6 out of every 10 kids in poverty are from families where at least one adult is working. UK Work and Pensions Secretary Ian Duncan-Smith said child poverty had fallen. He added, quote, "Despite the deepest debt-fuelled recession in living memory, we protected the most vulnerable families from falling behind, with 300,000 fewer children in poverty since 2010. But the figures from Duncan-Smith's own department showed 820,000 Scots were struggling to get by last year. They were classed as being in relative poverty, where household income is less than 60% of the average. The total hit 1 million when housing costs were included. Across the UK, 10.6 million Britons were in absolute poverty. Peter Kelly of the Poverty Alliance said, "Much of this is due to the policies being pursued by the current UK government. Regressive tax policies and punitive welfare reform measures are pushing more people into poverty. People in Scotland and the UK simply don't have enough money to live on." Scottish Labour social justice spokeswoman Jackie Bale said, "The SNP failed to act quickly enough to mitigate the impact of the Tories' bedroom tax in Scotland." But SNP Deputy First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said, "The Scottish Government has focused on doing everything we can to mitigate the harmful effects of Westminster welfare cuts. But the impact is still being felt by the most vulnerable in our society." And now a BBC News story about the backlog in personal independence payments, or PIPs.
Now, when the government introduced changes to the way disability benefits are paid last year, it was meant to simplify the system. In fact, many cancer patients who have tried to claim the new disability benefit known as personal independent payments have faced huge delays.
Well, now a Liverpool MP has condemned the time it takes to process the payments, as Suzanne Haley explains.
It's going out meeting people and cleaning places.
In remission and eager to get back to her job as a cleaner. But in October last year, 43-year-old Trudy Birchall was diagnosed with cervical cancer.
I found it hard giving up work. Well, like, my consultant said I had to have radio therapy 5 times a week.
Trudy's treatment meant she went from working long days to no job at all. And no job meant no income.
It was actually heartbreaking, because sometimes I just sit here, didn't know where my gas and electric money were coming from. I was just getting red letter after red letter.
She applied for personal independence payments in November. It took 7 months to come through, and by then, Trudy was in remission.
Every time I rang up, they just paired me off. Like I was just a voice on the other end of the phone.
Trudy is not on her own, and it's cases like these that have prompted her own MP to speak out in Parliament.
The DWP were aware of Miss Birchall's diagnosis.
We should be helping people at their time of need. These are the most vulnerable people in our communities, and I've demanded that the government just take some serious action to speed up these applications under this new process.
A recent report by cancer charity Macmillan found that since the personal independence payments were introduced last April, thousands of cancer patients, like Trudy, have waited more than 6 months to find out if they qualify.
This is having a really devastating impact on their lives while they're waiting to find out if they can have this money.
A government spokesperson said, "We accept the delays are unacceptable and we're committed to putting that right. By the autumn, we anticipate that no one will be waiting longer than 26 weeks. Now on the mend herself, Trudy's hoping for a clean-up of the system.
To find out more about Job Seekers UK, head along to facebook.com/JSUKNews. If you have a story, view, event that you think we should cover, email jobseekersuk@zoohoo.com. That's jobseekersuk@zoho.com.